got some advice to give on the last day of Black History Month.
Don Lemon, hey big head, I've been looking for you, honey, and your $24 million. I got the tea on that dish for you.
Also, Kanye doesn't have love for bunnies. We'll explain, but first, Jesse, what you got?
All right, so before we dish y'all, today is the end of 2024's Black History Month, y'all. Ah, what a glorious 29 days it was,
yes,
child.
It was.
We had Risa Tisa, who taught us how to make a coin on TikTok.
Come on now.
We had Portia Gabbadia Williams go back to Portia Williams.
Come on now.
Okay? We had Beyonce, who went country.
Blow it.
Kelly showed her Rollins thanks to Tyler Perry.
Woo.
And Wendy Williams' documentary had everyone in a chokehold.
Yes.
Gary's ankles are still skinny.
Hey.
Hey.
But one thing that this month's shenanigans has showed us is that we still shall overcome.
Yes, glory.
Yes. Ooh. Was Black History Month insightful for y'all? Did y'all like this month?
It was a bingo card of just random things.
So
like people jumping out the window, speaking their truth, and you know, everybody getting told on. Like a lot of people didn't make it out unscathed.
Nah,
but
man.
I just want to ask one question. Tanner, what did you learn?
What did I learn? Oh my gosh. I feel like I learned a lot. I learned a lot every year in Black History Month.
What did you learn this year? During this
month? How to pronounce Guadobia?
Like that was No, it was Guadobia.
Wait, maybe I didn't.
What's Guadobia?
I think it was a law firm.
Remember, though, let me tell y'all what Tanner's most exciting Black History fact was. When you learned that Kelly Rowland's name is actually Calandria.
Okay.
Remember that moment?
Yeah, that was a new one. That was a new one for me.
That was good.
Well, speaking of Black history, Jay-Z, who had definitely broken some barriers for the cultures out here, dropping some jewels, y'all. So DDG had the pleasure of speaking with the mogul in a recent interview. He didn't hesitate to share the advice that Hov gave him. DDG said, he was like, if people go to a Chinese restaurant, they expect the Chinese food. So give the people what they came for. And this is kind of crazy advice because you could get that same tidbit from a fortune cookie. He should have took the $500,000.
Yeah. Jay-Z be telling y'all a whole bunch of nothing.
This is not here. Like, I don't know.
Jay-Z be telling y'all a whole bunch of nothing, and y'all just be ooh-eyeing like y'all down to a Mattress Giant commercial.
I don't know. I think there are layers here. And I think the first step is to recognize what kind of restaurant you are. Right? Mm. That's what he said. If you go to a Chinese restaurant, you're expecting Chinese food. Give the people what they want. Well, what kind of restaurant are you? What is it the people are coming to you for? You got to identify that and then deliver.
What?
All right. All I heard it's was weird. Delivering Chinese food.
Me too.
Roll it back. It makes sense. I promise.
But it's weird advice for DDG because DDG is a guy who got popping by having a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
And this is before he started making music, right? Then he started making music. Then he started dealing with one of them celebrity fighting things and beat the hell off of some dude from TikTok, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, the dude does a bunch of things.
He got Ariel pregnant and had a baby with Ariel, just breaking all sorts of
boundaries. But where did the Chinese restaurant come from? Where did that come from?
What?
The Chinese restaurant.
That's why I say Jay-Z just be telling y'all anything. And I don't blame him. I don't blame him because y'all eat it up every time.
Ooh, y'all, moving on. Well, y'all, Don Lemon ain't giving that advice, but he damn sure can write a good old check.
Yeah,
so after receiving a settlement for $24.5 million, from CNN, from a wrongful termination, everybody wants some of Don's big old head.
Oh!
Gary. I know you want some of that big old head. Can you read what the former CNN anchor posted on social media?
Honey. Why are people I haven't heard from in years saying, hey, this morning, and calling me big head?
Well, he might not want all those messages, but at least he's ending Black History Month very rich.
Hey.
Now, Gary, if you were going to leave Don a message right now, what would that be?
Girl, call me. Just call me, child. We could go shopping, honey. We could do a lot of things, Dawn.
Ain't nothing like a good old settlement to bring, like, the ghost from Christmas past back at you and people on your timeline, yo.
Wow, that is a nice check.
Sometimes the best thing that can happen to you is to get fired wrongfully, you know?
Yeah, reparations.
Why did they fire him again?
Because those girls that he was working with, the new girls he was working with, he was saying something about the woman that's running for president, saying that she was about her age or something. She looked her age or something.
Yeah, he made like an ageist comment. I'm like,
and they tried to make it, and they fired him.
Yeah, we don't see.
I'm so glad he went after that situation.
Yeah.
And I hope his husband don't leave him like Billy Porter did.
I know, you seen what happened?
Yeah, girl. Mm-hmm.
I'm so happy for Don.
Me too. So is Don interested, like...
No, Jesse, no.
I don't think you can run the conversion.
Yeah. I mean, can't. Yeah,
no. Yeah,
nah. You can, you can shoot, shoot your
go
shot.
For it. Yeah.
But that shot gonna get matumboed.
Yeah, all right, so moving on. Kanye West will give you an autograph, but it can't be with any old regular pen. Ye was out and about in Paris when a fan asked him for an autograph, but with a bunny pen. And his reaction is very Ye-ish. So check this out.
Is that a pen?
Yeah.
Y'all gonna make me hold that bunny pen, huh? Yeah,
I got,
nobody else got another pen?
I have a pen. It's not
you got a pen, thank you.
Can you, we can see you on fashion show here in Paris, my friend?
Yeah, what's wrong with a rabbit pen, guys? It's a bunny pen.
I don't know, did anybody do, was he scared by a bunny? Or, like, you know, did he have
can you put voodoo in a bunny pen?
Yeah, but like, you know, women have rabbits.
Oh, so maybe he's mad at that?
Yeah,
Kim used to have rabbits?
Kim may have had a rabbit.
But it's a
you know, the rabbit.
Yeah. Right,
rabbit.
But that wasn't a pen, right?
But the pen was a rabbit, so he saw the rabbit, he said, maybe
but the
that
rabbit don't
back.
Look like the rabbit pen.
Oh, well, he don't like rabbits. Maybe we should got him an eggplant pen.
Yeah, that would've been cute. Look,
yeah, more comfortable.
Maybe if it was like the bear, you remember how he was doing like the bear mascot for a while, he would've rocked with that.
But he seemed nice. He seemed nice.
He did seem in good spirits. He signed the autograph, he took the photos. Like, what else, you know, what else do you want?
He didn't go like, ain't no bunny pen, fam. Then at one time, he's like, give me your hand, Kanye. Ain't no hand, fam.
He didn't take the pen and yeet it like he's done cell phones in the past.
Yeah. Well, it looks like 50 Cent and Ja Rule are not taking a break from feuding, even for Black History Month. So a few days ago, Ja claimed that he had been denied entry into the UK for his Sunrise tour, and due to his criminal past convictions, they wouldn't let him pass, right? Well, of course, 50 seized the opportunity to taunt his old foe, and he took the IG and posted a screenshot of the news that Ja wouldn't be crossing the Atlantic with the caption, I ain't had nothing to do with this, B. Not getting in. LOL. Deported. Well, Ja clapped back in 50's since deleted posted, told him to shut up, and he called him a nickname for cats, and we can't say the real word on the show.
Oh.
Like, why does 50 Cent, he's just so committed to just bullying this man. Leave Ja Rule alone. You know what? No, don't leave Ja Rule alone.
Why not?
Because y'all remember that damn Fire Festival and that damn sandwich?
Oh, he ain't gonna never live that down.
It's not like he planned it. It was on the culinary committee for the festival.
Ja Rule's not making the sandwiches.
No. He's still responsible for them sandwiches, and the people of Bahamas are still waiting on their check during Black History.
You're gonna put that on Ja Rule on the last day of Black History Month?
I sure am.
Blame the white man.
No, but they was both in it together, and you as the black man should have never did that to your black brothers and sisters.
So this was a scheme that Ja set up.
It was a scheme that Ja set up.
He probably gonna do the same thing in the UK, so they said no. They ain't
he said he spent $500,000 of his own money, though.
That's crazy. Does he get that back?
Nah.
Well, ticket sales and merch, I would guess, if, you know.
He ain't going.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah. Well, anyway, y'all, up next, Russell Wilson reveals what God, honey, told him about Ciara's son, Lil Future. We'll spill that tea after the break.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, it was so touching, I cried.
I cried, too. It was touching.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Russell Wilson has revealed the message God sent him when it came down to being a stepdaddy to Ciara's son, Lil Future. Take a look.
When I walked in the room and I saw, you know, Lil Future, he's 9 months at the time or whatever, and he crawls in my lap, and this God's saying to me, raising this child is going to be your responsibility. And realizing, I pray to God, are you sure this is what you want me to do? Say, son, this is for you.
Now, later in the clip, Russell compared this situation to Jesus and said Joseph was also a stepfather. What do y'all think about this?
I know I'm not a Bible scholar, but I didn't know Joseph was a stepfather.
Yeah, because Mary's baby daddy was God.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mary didn't have the sex with Joseph.
Mm-hmm. That's see, the immaculate God,
yeah, it was immaculate conception. That mm-hmm. It was the Holy Spirit that impregnated her, and then Joseph was like, what? Yeah. That took Joseph
was
a
like,
minute.
Your baby daddy invisible?
Right. It took the angel of Gabriel to come to Joseph like, no, that's God's baby.
He was the first very understanding man.
Very forgiving, Joseph. I think it's amazing. I think it's amazing and super commendable.
It is. That don't happen too regular, honey.
Hell no,
but the question is, though, I wonder if God told Future that.
I don't know what God told him.
God told him to be fruitful and multiply.
Yeah.
That's what he did.
Mm-hmm. Apparently.
Yeah, because it takes a lot of patience to raise a kid that's not yours and knowing all the stuff that come with that, because women go through it too. That's why a lot of women don't want to date a dude who got kids, because they don't want to deal with no other baby mamas.
But apparently he loves Sierra dearly, yeah, and whatever came with her, he took it.
Yeah, and I want the internet to stop calling him corny. That is a good man,
exactly,
Savannah.
Yeah.
A good man.
Well, and that's his son too.
Period.
At this point,
yeah,
you know?
That's his point.
That's,
yep,
his son. All right, well, it looks like Kelly Osbourne and her man, rock star Sid Wilson, are changing their baby boy's name. The couple welcomed Sidney Wilson in November of 2022, but they never agreed on his last name. Kelly shared that Sid felt strongly that their son should have his last name while she wanted the child to have hers. She revealed that it caused a lot of fights, and after some much-needed therapy, the couple agreed on changing their son's name to include both of their last names. So we're guessing now that it is Sidney Wilson Osbourne. How do we feel about this? Do we like that?
I mean, we have
what's
no choice. It's
that?
Their kid. But I can understand how we feel like that way.
It's their kid,
like,
married or not.
Usually the kid takes the father's last name, yeah, especially if the parents are still together.
Right.
But Osbourne is the money-maker name, because they ain't no Osbourne really popping Wilsons other than, well, his last name's Wilson, right?
Yeah.
Owen.
If her last name Osbourne.
Oh, Russell Wilson. We just did a story about him. So I guess, I guess Wilson is a bankable name.
You know, it's all about the family lineage.
Yeah,
like,
but Osbourne, come on now. They should definitely have kept that.
There's very few of them.
Ozzy, come on. He's a legend. Yeah.
So, Judy, go back to that question.
You calling me Judy?
Yeah, ain't that So, Brad, right. So what you think about this? So, True has you and Judy's last name.
Absolutely. I think it's important to have both. Like, I wanted to have DuPart because it sounds so prestigious. Like, Shawnee DuPont is my name. I felt like I was on Dynasty.
Okay. Are you going over to the DuPont's house tonight?
Exactly. I felt like French. That's what it felt like. Like, oh, that's real bougie.
Yeah,
I like
DuPont.
That. So I wanted my son to have that, and she didn't want to get rid of my last name, Harris, so we merged them. It's Harris-DuPont. Why not have DuPont. Both?
Why not?
Harris DuPont gives... It gives.
Thank you, darling.
Yes.
Thank you, darling.
Well, up next, Kanye West is being sued for blatant theft. We're going to have more details after the break.
Lord, Kanye.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, welcome back.
Hey.
Now, a couple weeks ago, Kanye dropped his new album, Vultures 1, which features Ty Dolla $ign.
Ooh.
And the track, Good Don't Die, caused controversy because it features Donna Summer's 1977 hit, I Feel Love. Well, Kanye asked for permission to use the song and got denied. But he recreated the hook instead of using the actual sample and put it out anyway. Mm. So now, after pulling the song from streaming, Donna's estate is suing for willful copyright infringement, calling it blatant theft, and saying the estate wanted no association with Ye's controversial history. Mm. You know, some people feel like Ye is above the law. I feel like he kind of like tried to work around the law.
Yeah.
I didn't sample it, but I recreated it.
No.
Creative license.
Didn't that used to be okay?
No.
It just depends on who you are and how mad people are about it. Like, some people have skated by doing that,
okay,
and some people got popped
out. If you don't notice it, like, sometimes I feel like it might not be noticeable, but a song like, I feel love, come on now.
I heard the song this morning, and I mean, he has another person sing it.
Mm-hmm. But it's the same thing.
But it's the same thing. You
should give the writer credit, you know what I'm saying, on the publishing back end, and you're not using the actual sample. And it makes people listen to the original more.
Exactly.
When people get inspired by certain songs, people don't see the light at the end of the tunnel on that.
Yeah, but listening to the original does nothing today. People don't get paid from streams. Like, you had Snoop Dogg recently who said he's had over 1 billion streams and he got paid $10,000. So I don't care about you having people send people back to my old music. I want the check.
Tom Petty,
I want the check. And also, I want the ability to say yes or no to you whether I want you to be able to use my music.
And if I say no, please don't use it.
Yeah, they didn't want to be associated with him.
Donna Summer herself couldn't comment on said situation for random reasons that, you know, some of y'all know.
Yeah. The people who handling her situation.
Shout out to the estate saying, oh, no.
She would have had no parts of this.
Yeah.
She works hard for her money. I think she would have.
Absolutely. Well, in lighter news, the employee of the royal family just had to change jobs because he is too
hot, too attractive, too good looking. You're looking at Lieutenant Colonel Johnny Thompson, who is King Charles Equerry, which is kind of like British for his right-hand man. And he caused a frenzy with his dashing good looks. So being uptight royals like they are, they moved him to an executive role where he won't be in public as much. Can you imagine losing your job because you're too good looking?
He looks like the crew chief at Arthur Treacher's.
Compared
to King Charles, though.
Damn, yeah. they down that bad in London that they think this is, okay. But well, you know, amazing? They eat beans for breakfast.
But it's a good thing that we all still have our jobs, so that's a good thing. So.
What you trying to say? Mm. We don't look good? Huh? During Black History Month, Gary, that's how you want to end things?
I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, I don't really, I mean, y'all think he look good like that?
Maybe
the studio audience, what do y'all say?
Maybe Camilla was staring at him a little too long and he ain't like the way
it
was.
Yeah, we know how Camilla do. You know, we ain't forgot.
He done lost his lady before. He don't want to risk it. You know
also,
what I mean?
Also, if that's what it takes to be sexy, I need to go to England. Like, let's go and clean up.
You look way better than him, but yeah, you definitely would be a hit over there, baby.
Make sure you ain't got no felonies or nothing.
No felonies, that's right.
Well, up next, honey, check out this picture, baby. It's more than meets the eye. The story behind it right after the break.
Oh.
Hater's going to say that's Photoshop.
Is it not? Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Okay, y'all, this is the last story of the day, so...
Dish is it!
All right, y'all, in 2018, an Irish mom named Camilla won a Christmas tree throwing competition. Now, we don't know how much she won, but check this out. Back in 2017, she was in a car crash that supposedly prevented her from doing anything physical. Cut to 2024, her insurance company found these pictures and dismissed her $820,000 claim. Ooh. But she says she didn't fake her injuries. She was just trying to live a normal life.
Girl.
Because throwing trees is normal.
It's normal. Yo. Nah.
She looked like one of the Avengers. Right? The strip issue
right?
When she's throwing that tree.
She looked like she in the Olympics.
Okay.
I can see why she won. That tree is high in the air.
It is.
Right?
Now, hold on. Y'all not asking no right questions. Why are we throwing Christmas trees? And why is it a competition?
Because wherever she lives, that's the thing.
Yeah. They used to throw little people. That used to be a competition that they used to do bars and pubs.
That was the thing. They also do the caber toss over there, which is where they throw a whole pole.
Like, what you mean?
Like a telephone pole, and it's called a caber.
I have seen that. I didn't know they had a better name for it.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, damn. Also, can we just talk about her, like, insurance company for a second? Like, she pulled off a hell of a scam there for a little while.
$820,000.
And the insurance company's like, oh, no, we're going to get you. Yep. And then she's yeeted a tree into the air, and they're like, got him.
You got a criminal better. If you go into a contest like this, you got to have a mask on. Yeah. Do your hair different. Do your, all that stuff.
But why insurance people and people business like that? Y'all online? Y'all got time to be online?
They follow you, honey, when you file a claim.
They pay attention if you file a claim. They trying to see what you doing.
They treated her like a black woman.
It's Black History Month. Okay.
They want your money. They just don't want to give it to you when you need it.
Okay. Right.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.